Mark Ingram is with Baldwin EMC. He joins us right now, so you can make a donation in a number of ways tomorrow. Mark, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
So,
Y'all doing well?
We're doing great, and folks know by now, you're a good friend of Mobile Mornings. We've had you on quite a bit over the years, and a lot of times we're talking about, you know, preparation for storm season and what you guys do during and after storms, trying to get folks back online as quick as possible. But more often, and I'm thankful for this, we talk to you about some of the great charity events you run and the power of giving blood drive. And you got another one coming up tomorrow, but pairing it like you do in that end of year drive every year with a veteran supply drive for William F. Green Veterans Home. A lot going on tomorrow.
It is. You know, Baldwin EMC is a community-driven organization. Our first responsibility is providing power, but also is to invest in the local communities and give back. Mm-hmm. And this is one way we do that. We're calling our blood drive tomorrow the Saving Lives and Honoring Heroes with an Iron Bow Challenge. Mm-hmm. So we're hoping that everybody will come out and support Lifestyle. There is a critical need for blood donations right now with, you know, people traveling and coming up on the holiday season. Hate to say it, but cold and flu season will be hitting us soon. Mm-hmm. So there is definitely a need, and this would be an opportunity for people to give the gift of life and also honor those veterans at the William F. Green Veterans Home with our supply drive.
Yeah, and we talk so often about here at FM Talk 106.5, November, with Veterans Day coming up on Tuesday. We call it Veterans Month, Mark, and talk about and with our local veterans all month long and tell their stories. And Dan is so good about making it out there to William F. Green and talking with some of our, honestly, oldest veterans in some of the oldest wars, and they have fantastic stories to tell, but they, too, are in need, and that's where you help out here.
That's exactly right. Those are remarkable individuals, and it's a great way to honor them because they're in need of a lot of different, you know, supplies, and people can go to our website or Facebook page and see the supply drive list. But we will be collecting all sorts of things, anything from clothing to hygiene items, even birdseed. I saw that on the list this time.
Yeah.
I guess they have some... some bird feeders out there that they like to watch birds. So anything like that that people can do and honor those heroes, and we'll have our own veterans on that day, employees, go over and deliver those supplies to the veterans and share, like you said, some stories with them and show them some love and honor them that day.
I'm doing that today.
Yeah.
I'm going up to...
Oh,
wonderful. Yeah, I'm going up to William F. Green today to speak to one veteran in particular. I like to be able to, you know, kind of get one story I can focus on. I mean, after all, it is their lives, and
yes,
a big part of their life was the time they spent in the military and oftentimes in war. Hopefully I'll come back with a good recording that we can share with you all on the during this Veterans Month.
And I know that we have so many listeners who want to help out, whether that's giving blood or bringing some of these items to donate. But you mentioned on your website you have the list of items they'd be in need for. And also, just as importantly, you have some of the things that you don't need to bring out to them. I don't want people to, you know, bring some stuff and not be able to actually donate it. But that really includes some used clothing. So if you do bring clothing,
yes,
make sure that it is new clothing for them. But there's all kinds
correct
of things they can use, like body wash, you know, hydrating lotion,
yeah,
some food, whether it's chips, candy, sodas. And that list is there on the website. Mark, tell us about the Iron Bowl Challenge aspect of this, too. I know that's been one of the themes,
yeah,
here.
It is. We're excited about it. It's an opportunity for individuals to come, wear their favorite colors, and donate blood in honor of those that need it, plus honor your team.
Yeah.
With the Iron Bowl Challenge with Auburn and Alabama. We're going to have it decorated very well, and it'll be a fun day. And at the end of the day, we're going to see who came out on top. And also, we will be giving away a autographed football from Coach DeVore.
Cool.
And we'll also be giving away an Auburn helmet from former Coach Freeze. How's that?
That's good. It might be worth more now. I don't know.
It could be. You never know down the road, do you?
That helmet's been through it.
Even if you don't root for Alabama and Auburn, you know, wear your favorite team colors and come out and give the gift of life. Life South will be there with us coordinating that. They do a fantastic job. Mm-hmm. And afterwards, you know, we've got all kind of snacks. We'll have pizza around lunchtime. And then Life South, I have a lot of things to be giving away that day.
That's great. I might come out there just to kind of, you know, stoke the tensions a little bit between the Alabama fans and Auburn fans.
Tennessee guy trying to you know, get in the middle and just
rile them up a little
get
bit.
Get them all riled up.
Yeah. So
that's right. Come on out and do that. We'd love to have you.
This is great. So tomorrow, November 6th, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., this is at your location in Summerdale there, the headquarters for Baldwin EMC. Is that the only location?
Way 59. Just look for that large American flag out front.
Love it. Thank you, man. And I will report to you when I get back from William F. Green.
That'd be great.
Thank you for supplying those heroes with their needs and collecting and running it up there. That's awfully nice of y'all.
Well, we appreciate y'all. Y'all do a fantastic job, and y'all are just as well invested in the community and shows with everything you do.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate your time.
Bye-bye.
All right, Mark Ingram with Baldwin EMC. That's the Power of Giving Blood Drive, Veteran Supply Drive tomorrow, 8 to 5 at the headquarters there in Summerdale for Baldwin EMC. And I don't know, Auburn fans, you can't, you know, after these last couple weeks, you just can't let the Bama fans come in and give more blood than you tomorrow.
A lot of Auburn love in Baldwin County, too.
There is a lot of
folks.
Veterinarians.
Vets and
agriculture.
You see a lot of Auburn flags and signs over there. So I wouldn't say it's going to be a slam dunk for Alabama. We'll see.
Yeah. And, you know, also, I think they'll only let you give so much blood, so don't become too overwhelmed with passion here that you hurt yourself. Wasn't that an episode of The Office where maybe I'm misremembering, but Michael Scott just kept giving blood or something? I definitely know it was a King of the Hill episode. Peggy Hill got into a competition with, who was their neighbor? Vietnamese neighbor. Anyway, the wife was also giving blood, so Peggy just kept going back and ended up hurting herself. Yeah. Anyway, it's been a while since I've watched any of those shows, but this will be great tomorrow, the Power of Giving Blood Drive and Veterans Supply Drive.